Star Valley High School head coach McKay Young now joining us live over the phone. Coach Young, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're fantastic, Coach. I was telling you know, kind of the lead in here. You've only got about 10 minutes to give today, and you're giving them to us, so we appreciate that. Obviously, a big matchup for you and your staff, not just because it's Star Valley Jackson, but it's the first 3A West Conference game of three right in a row that are going to kind of decide where things are early on. Give me your impressions of your team. Let's go back a month, and I know sometimes you look at your non-conference schedule and play out in your mind how things might go. Now that that's tucked away in the back pocket, where do you see your team? What do you like? What do you want to improve on? And what do you want to accomplish tonight?
We're a young team. Graduated a fantastic senior class. Got to hang a couple banners up in the gym as state champions. To break in a young team and then to have COVID hit and not have your 7-on-7 like you usually do in the summer and then not get camp like we usually do in the summer. It's been baptism by fire from the day that they gave us the go ahead to start practicing. So I do feel like we've turned a corner and we've had a great week of practice. I think the best week of practice by far this year. A lot of the coaches have commented it's starting to look like Star Valley football out on the practice field. So I've got a lot of confidence that the kids are going to give it their best tonight.
You know, Coach, you talk about being a young team and starting to fill in their own and become their own identity. Through this all, I think there's been some standouts that have really stepped up and played well to lead the way. And I think your kids like Gabe Neal and Jaron Smith, which on the lines have just been incredible. And then you have kids like Tony Mickelson. He's been fun to watch out on the perimeter blocking. I've been trying to keep a pancake count block for Tony, and I've lost it. I don't have enough fingers. But you know, just been a lot of kids and I've been really impressed by the balance that this team has, not having one or two standout superstars, but everybody does their job and everybody's just able to get things done.
Yeah, like I say, we're still kind of getting guys into their roles and getting settled into a rhythm. But Coach Mack, a few years ago, he gives a sticker out for every pancake. They get a little short stack of pancake stickers that they put on their helmet. And Tony and company have collected a few of those. The nice thing is you mentioned a few of our seniors, Gabe Neal, Brent Nelson, essentially have started every game for us since they came in as sophomores. Jaron Smith, the only returning starter on defense. So guys that we're depending on, guys that have experience in big games, they all have played Jackson multiple times now and know a little bit about what that's about. That experience means a lot. Yesterday, Brandt's now starting at free safety, and he made the comment that it's a little easier to kind of dial in what Jackson's trying to do on offense because he's ran that scout team offense, the Jackson scout team, for, two-plus years now. So we are a young team, but you're absolutely right. We got some old guard there to bring us along.
Something I noticed this last week, Coach, was I felt like the kids were able to maybe get a little more comfortable. Of course, it's always nice to get a win under your belt when you feel like you've been close, like the Braves had been. And a couple of guys stand out to me. I mean, obviously, Duke talked about Jaron Smith, and Jaron's a pretty emotional kid. But Lucas Chappell had a couple of runs. And not that he's going to run a ton, but and then also on defense, he made some plays and kind of got up pumping his fist and beating his chest. He was excited. Guys like Connor Hart, they've kind of become the emotional leaders, at least outwardly to us as observers. And as the team gets more and more confident, I feel like they feed off those type of players. Do you feel like the team is getting into the, like you said, kind of a comfort zone?
I do, yeah, for sure. I, like you say, when you graduate, a Hayes and Erickson on defense that always, brought the heat and got guys up, Chase Merrill, a lot of these guys that were emotional leaders on the team, and I think it takes a little bit of time to, figure out who's going to bring that energy. you mentioned Lucas Chappell, started the year at tight end and running back. And, you know, I think that's the value of playing a hard schedule like we have is, you know, if you burn through the preseason and aren't challenged, I don't know that you're always going to make the best decisions for the team. We've moved Lucas back to where he was an all-state player last year on the offensive line and still giving him some opportunities in the backfield. But, again, decisions like that one, and there's been a handful, I don't know that you make if you don't eat some humble pie early. So I think we've had the opportunity to fix some of our problems, and hopefully now that the games count, we'll be firing on all cylinders.
Star Valley High School football head coach McKay Young joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, we appreciate your time today. Wish you the best of luck in Jackson. Just one final question, and that is, when you prepare for Jackson, you mentioned Brant Nelson kind of having a good feel for what Jackson's doing. That being said, you still have kids like Brody Hasenek and Sadler Smith, and they have some studs running the football and throwing the football. Sam Scott averaging 100 yards per game receiving. He's being kind of overshadowed by some of the other players, but defensively, what are you expecting to see tonight from the Jackson Bronx, and how are you preparing for that?
You know, I know Brody would love to, you know, hang 200 or 300 rushing yards on us. I know Sadler would love to hang 200 or 300 passing yards on us. So, you know, they've got kids that are hungry and kids that don't like us and kids that would love to, you know, get some payback for us beating them last year. I know it's been on their mind a lot. They've told me as much. So I think as far as our game plan, we just got to be sound. We got to play assignment football. We got to be disciplined over the top. And if they're going to score on us, make them earn it driving the field and instead of getting, you know, stuff over the top and things of that nature. So, you know, as long as we play hard and we play assignment sound, I think it's going to be a great football game.
Head coach McKay Young, Star Valley High School football. Thanks, coach. We'll see you tonight.